And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
I just thought that I'm going to have to start doing this show in Central Time in a couple of few months. And that would be 11 o'clock Eastern, I think. Central? No, it's the other way around. I'm not 100% sure. They're an hour earlier. Yeah, they're an hour earlier, so it would be 11 o'clock there. I don't know. I think I'm still going to want to do midnight Eastern. 11 Central. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood, and I have nothing. I did nothing today. Today was, like the last 2 days, I don't even know how to explain this. The last 2 days, there's been something going on with my meds and myself. And that I actually crashed yesterday, actually. Literally fell down. I fell down in the bedroom. Boop. You know, when a big guy like me falls down, it reverberates. You know, luckily, I fell down into a bag of laundry that needs to be done because I've been super lazy. Look, I fished the old Navy shirt out of the closet. All right, that's how stuff needs to get done around here. But luckily, I landed in the laundry bag or on the laundry bag, and not so much the floor. But I couldn't get up for a couple of few. I was totally whacked out, and then I realized when I opened my eyes that I still couldn't see anything, but that's because I was, like, flush with the laundry bag. You know how that happens? You know, it's squishy. You know, your face goes in. So, and I felt kind of dizzy today, and I'm attributing it to maybe lack of calories with meds. I'm not 100% sure what the deal is, but I don't feel good. So, that being said, I was like, ugh, I can't keep coming out here saying, oh, I don't feel good. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. I know that. I'm aware of that. I'm fully aware. But yeah, no, I even feel dizzy now, and I only just popped open my Red Bull. I don't know if the Red Bull's helping or not. Yeah. But I was just thinking about how much shit's gonna change, you know. And I look around the studio, and I look at the amount of equipment in here, and I'm like, got to pack it all back up in its boxes and then rewire everything. I got to get a rack. I don't have a rack. All my 19-inch equipment is stacked on top of each other in front of the board on a platform, a small platform. So I got to get a rack when I get there, and I got to figure out. And I was just thinking, like, how many pieces above, because I got to get over the top of the board. Otherwise, I can't use the bottom two pieces I guess it's going to be two pieces. So I got it one, two pieces up. And then maybe start at the bottom and build up and see where I wind up. And with the empty spaces on top, I'm probably going to get a shelf to put that NUC thing, that Intel NUC. That thing is pretty cool. I got a chance to play with it this week. I unplugged it. I unpackaged it, and I plugged it in. And I booted, and it took me right into the Windows. Windows yakety yak. You know, the Windows setup. It's Windows Pro, which is cool. And, you know, I plugged in the I may just give that to her now that I think about it, just to get her a new keyboard and just unplug the NUC thing and unplug it from one to the other and plug it in when I need it into the other computer. I could probably do that simple enough. It works nice. I mean, I haven't put it under any sort of stress, but, you know, for what it was, just basic streaming and stuff, that i3 was able to do basic streaming, and that's just like a dual core. So it should do what I needed to do. I also, as an early birthday present, and pretty much the last of the big spending before I go into hibernation as far as spending goes, other than my ink, which I'll get done in April. I got myself a laptop. It's in transit. It's a gaming laptop. I'm a light gamer. Don't really game too much. But I never got a card. I built that last build. I never really got a video card, because the last build in the bedroom, my computer's like more about video playback and like actual work and stuff like that. So I never really needed a video card. I'm using the onboard video. But this laptop has a discrete 2060 NVIDIA 2060, which is actually pretty oomphy. And it's got an i7. Check this out. It's got an i7 6 core in there. So and a 15-inch screen and 144 hertz refresh on the screen. And I had some modifications done to it, upgrades. Memory is going to be 32 gig. Not sure of the memory. I'll have to check out that. But it's going to be like 20. I'm not even 100% sure of the speed. How's that? Not even sure of the speed of memory. And a terabyte C drive. So SSD C drive. So it should be, and it's an Acer. I got, because the last little computer I bought with laptop was an Acer, and I like it. And it still runs. It's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I just want a new one. So the producer's going to inherit my i3, which is cool. It's a cool little box. You can stream on that thing. I've streamed to Periscope on that thing at 720 with no problems, which means you're using OBS or whatever their internal thing is. So that's the last of the hardware for a while. I would like to get one of them NUCs for my scanners. Now I'm thinking where I can just stick these things because they're so small. But I'm thinking to get about, at some point, maybe after I get in Texas and after we take care of some other stuff, like moving, I'm considering getting one of them small NUCs and a small screen for the scanners exclusively. So that because I can run them on the computers. I've done it before. I've run 5 at one time into the PC and be able to control them through the PC and log and record and do all that cool stuff. But I was doing it on my personal computer, you know. And I say to you, the thing I use my personal computer for is mostly video. And because I can lay back in bed, I can roll it and feed it to the 42-inch screen, the 42-inch Sony. And I just like, and I just ossify. That's what I'm really good at these days. It's just, I'm very slug-like. Or sloth-like, depending upon how you look at it, I guess. Sloths are cooler, I suppose. Nobody likes slugs. So, I got my angle back, for those of you who are partaking of video. And I fought with the screen, and I think I got the screen relatively. There's one little thing, and I'm not going to mention it. See if you can figure out where it is, boys and girls. There's a little anomaly. as a Star Trek fan, there's an anomaly on the screen, sir. And that's it, man. I can't believe that Joe Biden is our president. You know, and I don't, like I said, I don't have any news, nothing. I just because I watch day after day, I wind up watching something. So I was talking to the producer about this because when we first started doing the show, and we did it together, she wasn't the producer, she was actually partaking. I would give her a topic or two and she would go dig up, Wikipedia is your friend kind of deal. But she wasn't up on current events because it's like just not her thing. You know, it's like, whatever. She's like, whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I would, I would be alone in whatever. So I couldn't bounce news off of her. But she said, and I've noticed, and she said it not that long ago. She goes, we watch news every day. We watch like maybe an hour, 45 minutes a day, right, when I first get up. And she's just absorbing stuff. Like she knows what I'm talking about when I mention something, or we could actually have a conversation about something. She has opinions on something because she's aware of what's going on around her as far as the bigger picture goes, which is really cool. You know, I forgot why I started saying this, but it's true. It's 100% true. But no, back to the news. I watch about an hour of news a day, and I it's unbelievable to me. That Joe Biden is president of the United States. And again, I think the only way that could have, the only conclusion I'm left with is that the election was stolen, talk of that is starting to calm down a little bit, But I think it's important to remember because there's no other way that Joe Biden could become president. You know, they rigged the election. You know, they figured out how they could do it. They ran this pandemic stuff, and I still don't have a vaccination, by the way. You know, I'm you know, and people will tell me. I got some people tell me, don't take it, don't take it, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I'm already fucked up. How much more fucked up could I get? You know, so I'll have to see what happens when I'm going to call because I was waiting for a clinic to open with my healthcare provider. So I'm going to give them a call and see if they're up to the 50s yet. Dinged up 50s category, I guess I'm in. Yeah, I got my Red Bull that helps with the dinginess. I tried other flavors of Red Bull this week. We ordered some from we shop at Stop and Shop, but we use Instacart because we refuse to go outside. And I tried the blueberry, which was not bad. I tried the watermelon, which was not bad, actually. But the best of the bunch was the peach nectarine. If you're in the Red Bull and you happen to have an opportunity to imbibe a peach nectarine Red Bull, I highly suggest that you do. You'll thank me later. You'll thank me later. So I just sit here and I'm like, I got this guy, this moron, this buffoon as president, and rolling back everything. Everything. I cannot believe what they are rolling back. And now they're talking about an infrastructure package. Now, don't get me wrong. See, they're smart. This country is in great need of infrastructure repair. You know, there's a lot of bridges and a lot of highways and a lot of everything that needs to be fixed. Do not get me wrong. It's always been the job of the states, but again, the states don't fuck up, and then they expect the Fed to bail them out, which is exactly what this is, basically what they're talking about. But they're going to sneak so much, and it's not even like, here's the deal. It's not even like pork. We're used to pork. You know, somebody tries to put a bill in, and there's pork in there, and they're like, wait a second. What do they need gold bowling balls in Peoria for? Wait. Wait. Solid gold? Wait. Right? It's a little stuff like that. But the idea now becomes is that they're going to slip in a lot of this green shit. There's a lot of this green New Deal shit. It took me a second to think of it. And that's like, you know, cow farts and shit like that. You know, and it's just going to be ridiculous. It really looks like it. I was wondering, you know, I was saying to myself, like, how progressive is this moron going to be? You know, how progressive is this simpleton going to be? And, you know, and earlier in his life, he was just a conniving fuck. He was a politician. And in order to be a politician, you have to be either, people have to like you or you have to be smart and all those things. And Joe Biden probably was those things. He's like literally a shell of a human being now. It's frightening how much it becomes apparent that this man is not in control of his mental faculties. And that's what scares me. You know, and again, it's like a guy's flying a plane. It's like, you know what? If Joe Biden were a pilot, the equivalent of a pilot, I would not want Joe Biden flying the fucking plane. And I think a lot of other people, Democrat or otherwise, would feel the same. Seriously, the dude's really, he's not there. He's not there. And that being the case, it's a field day for them pushing their agenda through. Didn't they just, I think in Georgia, they finally nailed some stuff down as far as voter, what they want for voting, as far as voting going forward. And the lefties don't like it because it cracks down on the idea of fraud. It makes it less rife, fraud, less rife with fraud, which is a good thing. It's an excellent thing. So hopefully they'll adapt something. Well, the states will see that and they'll go, yeah, because it's the only thing that's going to stop. They figured out how to do it, man. They did. And the circumstance presented itself, and they went for it. And they absolutely positively went for it. And now, we're flooding the borders with orange sellers. How many fucking orange sellers do we need? You know, you're going to go out in California, and they'll be fighting. There'll be gangs fighting for territory to sell oranges. You know. How many I like oranges, don't get me wrong, but how many oranges do you need? How many oranges does one off-ramp need? Becomes the question. God damn it. And these unaccompanied children who are going to move to DACA status, I think, and become citizens through some sort of amnesty and become Democrats. They're all undocumented Democrats. That's what they are. They're undocumented Democrats. So the Democrats are going to document them, and they're going to vote what? What are they going to vote? What do they think they're going to vote? They're going to vote Democrat. That's what they're going to vote. Thank you for letting us into your country. No, maybe safety dance. I don't remember. I don't know. There's a tune that goes with that. The Speedy Gonzalez thing, which is probably racist. Speedy Gonzalez. You'll never see Speedy Gonzalez again. You'll never see him again. Done. Just like Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew, man. Pepe Le Pew. Okay, he was a little on the aggressive side. All right. But if you, I don't remember the cat's name. Cat has a name. Penelope? Does that sound right? I think it might be, actually. How do I remember that? I have no idea. So Pepe Le Pew has been pretty much canceled. You know, now, you know, the Frenchman in me, there's a little bit of French in there. A little bit of French. You want a little Irish in you on St. Patrick's Day? Give me a call. A little Irish in you. So, yeah, they're canceling stuff left and right. And, you know, this is just another one of those things. Like, I think I mentioned it last week. It's just been this slow crawl towards political correctness and the idea of canceling. You know, when like, Bill Maher, and I said it. I know I said it. I said the demon's name. When that guy and myself agree on something, something is seriously fucking wrong. Seriously fucking. Not like, oh, there's a possibility that there could be a problem. No, it's just seriously wrong. Seriously, seriously wrong. So, you know, that being said, I cower. I cower in fear. Not quite. I'm going back pretty soon. I'm going back to not leaving the house. And I don't leave. I've actually mostly been telemeds, mostly, you know, telemedical stuff. I think I have one appointment in May that's in person, probably be my last appointment with my GP. Before I leave, and then I'll have to find a new place. But I want to get my records transferred and all that, you know. But I haven't. Just my Uncle George, who will be 90, if I did the math right, because him and I were talking about this, 94. He'll be 94 on April 2nd. So we're going over there for a little birthday thing, which is Good Friday, by the way. And then we'll go back on Easter, which is Sunday, with some sort of something. We haven't figured out what yet, though. But we don't want to do a full-blown dinner thing because he can't eat the ham because of the salt, and he's on his own feeding schedule, and it's just, you know. So, but I do want to be over there for Easter Sunday because, you know, he's a Catholic, so it would be nice to, you know. And these are the last holidays that I'm going to get to spend with him, quite frankly, so I want to go over there. We were just talking about possibly some sort of barbecue type situation for Memorial Day, but I want to see how far along we are with our own endeavors, because we really have to start to crack down on things in April. Like I said, it's not a lot. Like, it's not like an apartment full of furniture. There's a minimal amount of furniture, but the little stuff, all this audio needs to be packed up, all the audio video in the bedroom needs to be packed up, all the lighting needs to be packed up, all the little stuff we've bought over the years need to be packed up. You know, it's 10 years we're here. That's a lot of stuff. My books, which are less and less, by the way. I have made a pledge to replace my books slowly but surely via Amazon, because I bought plenty of Amazon books, like, secondhand, and they were in great shape. I mean, they were, like, practically perfect, hardly spine broken or anything. So I want to do that. Let's be one of my paranormal and occult stuff I want to replace, because I lost some of that, though. I do have some of that left. My sports books, luckily most of my basketball books have survived, but I probably could add to that. There's new stuff there. And a lot of my political stuff seemed to have been destroyed, so I want to replace that. And, you know, a lot of the left-wing stuff I really don't give a crap about, or those certain key things it's always important to have, you know, Linsky and all that, just so you know what they're up to. But I'll replace that with a lot more of, you know, right-wing stuff. You know, how many copies of Will can one person own? That becomes the question. Gotta love G. Gordon. So yeah, so I want to replace books, but I can do it slowly once I'm in Texas, you know. But I do have a fair amount of books here. So I look that way because that's where they are. I still have a fair amount of books here, and you know, I started, I tested out reading some stuff. Of all the things I decided to start up again, I started, you know, Robert E. Howard, the guy who wrote fantasy and some, I don't know if he did sci-fi, fantasy and horror. He was a contemporary of H.P. Lovecraft. I believe they corresponded, as a matter of fact. And Lovecraft is from good old Providence, right where I am now. Although we went to New York for a year or so and couldn't hack it. I don't blame him. But anyway. And this was in the 30s. So Robert E. Howard, one of his things, the big thing that you'll remember Robert E. Howard for was the Conan the Barbarian stuff. You know, and the movies were shit. They were total shit, by the way. But there's books. And what they did is they put some of the original stories that he wrote and then sketched them out with some other people who were pretty good. And there you have, you know, a chronology and whatnot. So I loaded up the chronology in EPUB and I started reading that because I read the original books. I think I read Tor. I think Tor was putting them out when I was a kid. These are novels. These are actually, you know, like book thingies. And I wouldn't say novels. They were collections of short stories. So I loaded it up on the tablet with the 12 and almost 12 and a half inch screen, and it's awesome. And I can go in to make it dark so my eyes aren't strained and whatnot. It's totally, totally, totally awesome. So I'm very happy. But I started reading the Conan stuff again. Go figure. Yeah. Of all the stuff you could possibly read. Yeah. Yeah. And I also checked it out. I'm checking out the free week I get on Marvel Comics. Because there's a lot of Marvel stuff I can't find on the internet. I can find the Conan books, which I already did, by the way, the comic books and the Savage Lords. I have those in CBR form, comic book form, format. And I just finished Batman yesterday because I was being the Batman. And I was never a Superman guy. I don't know, for whatever reason, it just never really appealed to me like majorly. Batman was a different story. You know, that's the thing. I don't think the whole superhero thing, I was like late. I was just really, you know, judgy as a kid. You know what I mean? I was like, wait a second. You know, I was like, that's not right. You know, Batman, he was a normal guy who had gadgets and, you know, and he was strong and stuff. You know, as a human being. And Conan, of course, you know. But there was a magic aspect to the Conan stuff, to the Hyperion world, which is what was basically created by Robert E. Howard. You should look this up if you're even remotely interested, because I don't want to sit here and do it all night. But there was a thing. But the point now becomes is that I've never been really super attracted to people who have superpowers because it just never rang true to me, even as a child. You know what I mean? Even it's like I'm willing to be, you know, suspend my belief. That's the term that the producer likes to use. You have to suspend your belief or suspend your disbelief. Excuse me, suspend your disbelief. And I've never really been able to do that because I've always been skeptical, you know, as a human being. And it's done me well. Sadly, it's done me well. So I've never really been a big superhero fan. Captain America was another big one that I liked, you know. But Captain America was a member of the Avengers, and they were superheroes, and they had superpowers, you know. So it's kind of hard. Like the Punisher, the Marvel Punisher was another one. I was really big with, go figure, anti-hero, right? Yeah, go figure. Hey, Midwood, you're into anti-heroes? Well, that is a big surprise. So it's hard, you know. So as an adult now, I find myself going back and revisiting comics. Let me tell you, the comic books, one page of a comic book looks superfluous. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it's sublime. I cannot believe how good a page of comic book looks on this 12.5-inch tablet on this fucking AMOLED screen. Wow. I do that alone, and that's worth every penny. That and when I use it as a scanner, when I go up and I use ProScan, And I get other feeds in other parts of the country that people put up because of the four speakers on it. It does that superbly. It's really good. I'm trying to use it for as much stuff as I can. That's the sad thing about the laptop. I was having this conversation because I do most of my video playback on the laptop. I should say on my desktop with the big screen. I don't use a laptop all the time. So it doesn't get super amount of use. So you kind of have to justify the price that you're spending on what you know, how much use you're going to get out of it, which is why I wanted a gaming laptop. But I think it's got the 2060, the NVIDIA 2060 in there, and not the 1060. Because I wanted it for a little bit of gaming. Because I'm a light gamer. I'm a light gamer. I'm usually playing games that are like, I'm behind the curve. I'm not playing the newest games. I'd like to maybe try Battlefield again and a couple other few things. There's that Conan roleplay game, which has been up like forever, I think, now. And I'm not even sure it's still there. And I think there's still a Star Wars, The Old Republic, is still up there, though I think that's subscription. So there's stuff up there I would like to be able to do. I'm going to get like a fan thing that's got the two fans in it that you can put the laptop on just for some extra cooling, per se. And use headphones, because I've always been a big headphone guy when I am doing minimal gaming, because I don't like the rest of the household hearing me getting fragged on a regular basis, because I'm not very good at games. It's a hand-eye coordination thing. It's the same reason I don't drive. But I am kind of, you know, I can get some usage out of that laptop, which is why I kind of bought it in the configuration I did. And then, because, you know, just alone, check this out. You know, I don't know what happened. I don't know how many people follow computer hardware on here. I mean, as far as, you know, what's available, what's coming out, specs and cost. Used to be you could get like a high-end video card and it wasn't like a small fortune. You know, it was only one of your children. It wasn't selling both of your children. Now it's like both of your children. It's really, and I'm trying to figure this out. I mean, just to get a decent video card would have been $500 to put in my desktop, which I still may do at some point in time. Because that's the only weak spot on my computer is I'm using the onboard. But I can also decode the H.265 without any problem to video and decode it. When OBS gets around to making that a codec. It would be same bandwidth that half the dinghy, or you could increase the quality, and it would be super quality at the same amount of bandwidth. Yeah, most people don't know what that means, but I do. Oh, man, it's super good. So that being said, what was I saying? Yes, I'll get some, but video cards, man, crazy. And I think I read an article somewhere that, is pointing towards, the bit mining, Bitcoin and people who are mining for Bitcoin, whether they build machines and they have video cards on them or something. They're using they figure out how to use the GPU rather than the CPU. So they're using the GPUs to mine for Bitcoins. I think that's what I read, because some of these cards are like astrophotonomical now. It's like NASA stuff. You might as well just go to NASA and like, oh yeah, how much is that? It's that much. So I figured, yeah, let me get a system built around it. And I didn't want to touch my configuration. I didn't want to open up my case. It's the same reason I was looking at a video. You know, you pop open your laptop case, you put this in, you move this over here, and you put this in, and you put the case back on, and you're done. And I'm like, I didn't even want to do that. I paid somebody else to basically upgrade the laptop before I got it. You know, when I said modify, sir. I don't find myself full of piss and vinegar as far as, you know, doing stuff like that anymore. I would take a toaster apart just for fun, you know? No, I don't know. As I've gotten older, I'm like, you know what? The less I have to do, the better. And as it's still, there's enough for me to do. Like, I started doing torrents. This is how I got the Conan and the Batman stuff. I had to go search for it on Pirate Bay. And I can do torrents here because I use a VPN. So I don't have an issue with that as far as identification goes. So I use that VPN for a lot of stuff, actually. My thing I use for a torrent, the client is I use Deluge. And all of a sudden, Windows decided that Deluge was a bad program. So it just eliminated it. It just zapped it off my hard drive. I was like, what is going on? And then I came back and I put it on again and it did the same thing. And then I figured out what Windows was doing. So I turned it off. And then I put Deluge back on. And then I turned Windows back on, but I turned it on. And then I remembered that I can exempt it. So I exempted Deluge I don't know how many other of you have experienced this. This is probably the only complaint that I've had with Windows 10 in quite some time. Is it just, I'm not going to say it arbitrarily decided, because it profiles. You know, Windows profiles, okay? Just like the police. Just like the police. And Windows was like, you don't belong in this neighborhood. You don't look like you belong in this neighborhood. Boom, and gone. So luckily I figured it out. And I started to client up again, but it's a pain in the neck. I was there for an hour, literally, and it used to be I was able to figure this stuff out in like, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Now it's an hour, so that should give you some sort of indication of where I'm at on the tech scale. let somebody else do it. You know, it's the last two computers I bought were free. Yeah, the NUC and the laptop were basically pre-configured. Let somebody else do it. You're not going to build a laptop from scratch anyway. But and the NUC was this tiny, crazy. I gotta take a picture of it. I mean, just look up NUC, Intel NUC, and you'll see how tiny this thing is. It's like, holy smokes. But yeah, I'd leave the tech stuff to somebody else. I can't do it anymore. And, you know, speaking of, it's interesting. I feel unenergized, like, all the time. This, because, you know, people have said to me when they find out what meds and the amount of, and this is on the psych side of things, the psych meds that I'm on, what I'm on and then the dosages, they're like, why aren't you either drooling or sleeping? And there was a good period of time there where I was able to avoid those things. Okay? I can't avoid those things anymore. I am either drooling or sleeping. or here in front of you, in front of the microphone, which is like my best attempt for the week. This is, I've scraped up whatever level of cognizance that I have, I scrape up and I expend sitting in this chair for your benefit. But I actually had a conversation with the only person who matters about this, and that's the producer, really, not for nothing. And I think what I'm going to try and do is, coming up in April, I'm going to try to go off my segments. I'm just going to go off of all of them at one time. Very dangerous, I know. And see what happens. Because I know there's a certain amount of lack of energy that has occurred because I'm fat now. There's really there's no other way to put it. I'm still lumbering 250, 260, somewhere in that range. I can't get my metabolism kicked over. It used to be my metabolism ran so high that I wouldn't really put that much weight on for that long, or I could walk it off, you know, that sort of thing. And I think I'm going to need energy to get this move done. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. You know, there's stuff, physical stuff that I need to do that I don't think I'm going to be able to do while medicated. That's really the best way of putting it. And it's an experiment, because I'm kind of trying to remember what I used to be like. And so I think sometime in April, after the tattoo, maybe before, I haven't decided. I'm just going to go cold turkey off my psych meds. I'm taking all my other stuff, my diabetes meds and blood pressure, you know, stuff for GERD. I'm not going off all my medication, just the psych meds. Plus, it'll give me a little bit of a buffer when I get back over to the other side, because then I'll have meds already saved up, just in case it takes me a little while to get reestablished, when I get to Texas with a new shrink. Who obviously hopefully get my medical records when I get them the place that they can get them, and we'll pick up right where we left off. So I'm not saying, oh, I want to go off my meds forever or whatever, but I'm not going to be able to do that with that muted, and it's beyond muted. It's soul crushing as well too. So I'm not going to be able to do it. So that's a big announcement. So we're going to try that experiment. Now, if it doesn't work or something bad happens, or if both those things happen to occur, I'll go right back on my meds. I won't, you know what I mean? And I don't want to wean myself off, because I've never been a wiener. I've never been one of those. So I'll let you know, because I know, you know, this is like probably the most exciting thing to happen on the Midwood Files in quite some time. You know, we haven't stirred up the pot in a while, you know, so yeah, so, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I get anxious just thinking about it. So that should tell you that, oh boy, this is going to suck. This is like the worst idea ever. Maybe, as Comic Book Man would say on The Simpsons, worst idea ever. But who knows? Who knows? It may, you know. I keep saying over and over again, you know, with all the government money that's being spent on this fucking psychoactive, or not psychoactive, but you know, this antipsychotics and whatever the fuck else they're giving me, just give me an ounce of weed. Give me 2 ounces of weed, tops three. Let's say 2.5. So it's 10 ounces of weed. It's less than a pound a month of weed, and that's it. And that's it. You don't have to worry about me. Nope. Nope, won't have to worry about me. So I'll just have to develop some sort of discipline. Like last night for a snack, what did I have for a snack last night? I think I had celery and carrots, or was it the night before? Maybe the night before, I don't remember. Celery, carrots, a little bit of peanut butter. some cheese cubes. I looked at her like, "What did you order, cheese cubes?" And she's like, "No, they sent a certain amount sliced, and then they sent me a bag of cubes." So I was like, "Oh, okay, little American cheese cubes." Did you know the French don't consider American cheese to be cheese? Even did you know that? Here's your thing for the day. George Segal died this week. Speaking of things for the day, very sad to hear that. And, you know, I think back to Just Shoot Me, which was. You know, and that show was shocking to me because I didn't think, what's his name? You know, when Chris Farley died, I figured you could throw the little guy into the box with him because his career was over, you know? And it turns out he did good, but he had a real good supporting cast. What's the little guy's name? I can't remember his name, but you know who I'm talking about. Chris Farley's partner there. And the guy who starts, and the SNL guy who was on Just Shoot Me. That turned out to be a wonderful program. I enjoyed that immensely. And a good part of it was because of George Segal's presence there. I know somebody else died this week. I can't think. Somebody's always dying, which kind of pretty sucks. You know, there's that site. I think there's that site that does like who's dying next. Or they kind of do like a pool kind of thing, which is really interesting. That, and I think the site where that shows you where everybody's buried in Hollywood, which is also kind of cool. I wouldn't mind going to cemeteries and wandering around cemeteries in Hollywood. Yeah, and that's what I want to do. It's one of the things I want to do when I get to Texas is I want to get to some cemeteries and I want to take some pictures, of and in cemeteries. And I think if I can make time for it, I think I want to do that here too. Obviously in the winter it wasn't something that I wanted to do, but we obviously have colonial era graves here, in Providence and in other parts of Rhode Island. And just, snappity snap some pictures, and that's, I was hoping, I watched a couple of reviews on my laptop, and they're like, it's supposed to be IPS switching, but it's not like really IPS switching. It doesn't do it too well, and the colors are off. So you can't really use it for like color matching or anything on photos or video. It will do video. It will render video, which is really the big thing that I need to do. But I think I have to start looking into like really high-end monitors. I hate to say it, but some nice, decent monitors. I don't know about, you know, high, super high-end, but, you know, some of the really, the long ones, the elongated ones that are good for color matching. I think I might start need to do that because I've run out of other equipment to buy. I pretty much have everything else. So, you know, that being said... But yeah, I want to do that maybe before I leave, and then once I get out there, I understand there's a whole bunch of old cemeteries out there. You got like a lot of family cemeteries, and whatnot, because you were able to bury your loved one on your land. That's a public health risk now, I think. I'm pretty sure in most places, and I can't argue with that because you got well water. Some people still have well water, and you're like, wait a second, yeah, this tastes a little bit like it. No, couldn't be. Anyway, you know, that being said. And I haven't taken my camera out in a while because I'm not interested in ghetto life. I've lived 10 years of ghetto life up close and personal, and it's like I'm not interested in walking around the ghetto, taking pictures of the ghetto, and taking the chance that I'm going to have to fight for my camera somewhere in the ghetto. You know what I mean? See, that's the thing. I still hear the subwoofers outside, and I still hear the stereos blaring from the houses, and I still hear raucous. On Saturday nights, I still hear it. But I'm not. I'm so close to the finish line of getting out of here that I think it would be a mistake. You know, because it's just one of those things. I'm going to put myself in a situation, and something bad's going to happen. And either I'm going to be dead or locked up, and I don't want that to happen. I can't. I've come too far to die in the ghetto of Providence. So I kind of take it with stride, and that's why I'm wondering what, you know, taking it with stride. A lot of taking it with stride. Has to do with my psych meds. So I wonder how much I'm going to take it in stride when I'm no longer on my psych meds. But I have to keep my eye on the prize, as they say. I'm doing this for a specific reason. And it's an experiment. So I actually have discussed this with my counselor here and there. Not the person who prescribes the meds, but my counselor. A little Red Bull. Hang on. It needs a little Red Bull. Ding. This song could use a little bit more Red Bull. No, I should say the show. Anyway. See, if I move my head up just right, the people on video, you can see the rings. See the rings on my glasses from the ring lights? Yeah. So that's why I keep my head at a certain angle. You can't see me. You're like, oh, look at that. Yeah, but I have lights. I'm blurring at me. Actually, I've got him down low. And the camera seems to be doing well, a little bit better tracking me this week. With the color, you know, not getting blown out, I should say. So, but I lowered the light. Believe it or not, it's like 10%. The lights are at 10% of what they could be. I could be getting a tan here, quite frankly. But I'm not. So I'm just, you know, pondering things. I'm glad I'm moving to a red state, you know. I'm going to register to vote as soon as I possibly can, which would be when I get my ID switched over to Texas. And register to vote as a Republican. Who knows? Yeah, I don't even want to register as an independent, this is the only first time in my life I'm actually registered as a Republican. Oof. Wow. I just had a wave of like something wash over me, which is not good. Little brain farts. Historically speaking, I was always registered as an independent because I liked it. You know, it made me feel good about myself. But I didn't get to vote in Democratic primaries. The idea of voting in primaries was like, what, you get to vote twice? What's going on? Yeah, I was a little confused, yeah. I was a confused child. I was a skeptical confused child. Now, since I'm here, I think I voted in one primary. I think they only had one Republican primary, believe it or not. Usually have more in other places. So if I vote as a Republican in Texas, I'll be able to vote in all those primaries, which is cool, you know, because I want to get involved in politically, at least to be aware of what's going on in the local scene. So I can talk about that, because I don't really talk about Rhode Island politics. I keep threatening to do a show on Rhode Island politics. I got to do a show on Buddy CNC, whose name got mentioned earlier today in some other context, which was actually pretty funny. I should do a show on Buddy CNC, just giving a little bit of an idea of the birth and what he and tracking through his life and then ultimately his sad death. Just to pay homage to the guy, because I really like him a lot. And I voted for him. I can say I got to vote for Buddy Cianci in his last run for mayor. I'm proud to be able to say that, not for nothing. Because he died. He didn't win, and then he died shortly thereafter the election anyway. Heart attack. But I don't really talk about Rhode Island politics because they're really fucked up. I mean, it's to lay the groundwork would be a long time. And I don't, you know, I always think about this thing that JL used to tell me. JL used to tell me a lot of stuff. It's local. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your local stuff. I don't know. If you tell the story good enough, people seem to care about local stuff. You just have to tell the story good enough. So I may try and tell that story. I may attempt to tell that story at some point before I leave Rhode Island. I have a bobblehead that I can show you. That's now a limited edition, by the way. Bobblehead of our deceased mayor, former deceased mayor. So, yeah. But, yeah, local politics is, you know, is really important to me whenever I get somewhere. You know, I was really into, before I started the show, I was really into, because I was in the kitchen cooking all the time. So I would have my radio on to the local station listening to the Buddy or somebody else, but because he wound up being a radio host as well, too. And I was really plugged into to local politics. I had a very, 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 very good idea what was going on. And then I started taking the meds, and I had no clue what was going on anywhere. You know, those are the Seroquel days. No idea what was going on. I was sleeping 18 hours a day, and I was drooling the other six. So it was really, really, really bad. And believe it or not, I managed to get John's server switched over all by myself. Thank you. I had no. And then John's like, "Well, when are you going on?" And I kept like, I was like, I would grunt, you know. And then finally, I had to get the equipment together and the original board and, you know, pull out some microphones. I mean, it was work. It was, you know, work to get stuff together, you know. And we've evolved greatly since then because we dialed in the meds. You know, it's a process. I think any of you out there who have suffered mental illness or someone in your family has suffered mental illness, you know that it takes a time to dial in the meds, what meds and then dosages and all that. I've talked about this stuff before. I don't want to bore you about it. But, yeah, obviously I'm a lot more able to do what needs to be done, as they say, you know, hit the right switches and whatnot. So, but yeah, so I look forward to getting into the local politics of what's going on in the Bastrop. It's Bastrop County. I'm willing to say that much. I'll be in Bastrop County. I think I'm saying that right. Bastrop County. That should narrow it down. In Texas, that's like, 100 million square miles. So, yeah. And it's just, again, and I'm looking forward to setting up my scanners, my radio scanners. And because supposedly that Gator system is more tech shit you don't give a fuck about. hang on. That Gator system, which is a greater area police digital P2 system, or it might even be a P1 system, phase one digital. And it looks like it's wide open. It looks like there's very, very, very few things that are encrypted on there. Now, it's digital, so you need a digital scanner, which I have technically four. So, but I have to hopefully be able to reach what's going on in Austin via my antenna. I have a good antenna. It's just Omni, so I got to hope get some height out of it. Or I need to get a directional antenna, which I may invest in if I feel it will give me Austin on a regular basis. Because Austin's where the fun stuff happens, Because I was just listening to the Austin on the thing that people put up. I told you, Broadcastify, I think is. And they put up feeds. So they set their scanner up, and they put the audio into a computer, and they stream that over the internet, which is pretty awesome, actually. But by the same token, it's also killing it, because police know the bad guys can now listen to that. And it's a double-edged sword. But the Gator system there, and just to close this out, this little part of the boring part of the conversation now, is that it's wide open, so I should be able to get everything, or mostly everything, except like SWAT and detectives, which is fair, it makes sense. And I think their medical is also, their rescue is also on there, which is great, because rescue here, they switch over to cell phone. They dispatch the call, and then the stuff, whatever goes on between the EMTs in the hospital is done via cell phone, so I can't get that. It's encrypted and all that crap. So it's cell phone. You can't. I don't even think I have the band to do it. I don't think the bands are on my scanner. I think they just remove them. They're not there anymore. I always wanted to get a receiver from like somewhere like Japan, because they sell them in Japan, and that was like didn't cover that. That didn't was like just 100% open. They didn't remove or modify anything because it was illegal. So it would be like 0 to 2 gigahertz, and I can do that, I suppose, to a certain degree with some of the little digital plug-in oneies, but I haven't started to play with that as much as I should. I also have the shortwave one, the little shortwave one that plugs in, a tiny little thing plugs in the computer, you hook up an antenna to it, and you got like all the shortwave bands, which is actually kind of cool. I haven't started to play with those. I figure I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff that's not in broadband intensive when I get to Texas, because I go on and on and on. He doesn't know how the internet situation is going to be, so he's got to find out when he gets there. So I can't, because I'm a like I said, I'm a glutton. I consume bandwidth. If I had to pay a tax on every gig, I would use a lot less bandwidth. Let's put it this way. I'm seeding The Walking Dead. I've got The Walking Dead comic books, which are actually pretty cool. I've never read them. The storyline is supposedly different than the series. The TV series has it. It's done its own thing. So it's almost, I'll read it like an alternate reality. I spend a lot of time in an alternate reality. I'm seeding that right now because I'm using, I remember I have 160 up, 160 down because I have the business connection, 160 up. So if I just leave something and I open up the pipe on it, there's a lot of it going up, and I don't have to do that, but I like to leave something for 24 hours after I take it because I'm a sport like that. You got to put something back as far as seating goes. This is a little torrent talk. Torrent talk. Somebody do a show. There's probably a podcast for torrent talk. There's a friggin' podcast for everything. There's podcasts about podcasts. It becomes... I never thought I'd live this long. May you live in interesting times, that Chinese proverb or a curse, possibly maybe a curse. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel I lived too long. I did. I feel I'm just like subjected to all of this stuff that I have very little control over. and it's just moving past me. It's like trying to get to the other side of like a 6-lane highway, and everybody's doing like 120. You know, that's how I feel. Literally, it's like, oh my God, I have to get to the other side of the freaking highway. You know, so that's what the move feels like. 6-lane highway, zoom, 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 zoom. And I'm like, well, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna, you know, I can't even picture it in my head now. And I'm a pretty bright guy. But I can't, still skeptical, apparently. still skeptical. And I haven't figured out exactly how to do it. News-wise, what have I got? Like 10 minutes left? You know, Cuomo, I think the latest on Cuomo is he abused his powers by putting people ahead of or preference for testing. Including the Regeneron president, the dude who came up with the thing that helped the president recuperate so quick, and his own family, and bumping them up as far as testing goes. This is even way before vaccine. This was when testing and tests were at they were very hard to find, because that's how we were controlling this. And I guess to a large degree, still some people still test on a regular basis just to make sure. So yeah, he abused that, you know. So what is it like? And that's an investigation. He's got like 4 different investigations going on at one time. Yeah, I think he's got the sexual whatever you want to call it abuse. 9 women, 8 women, 8 women. He's got the putting sick people back into the funeral homes to infect others. Not funeral homes. Yeah, it's a Freudian slip. Nursing homes. And killing who knows how many thousands of elderly people by using that strategy. He's got the what they call the loyalty calls, where he was pressuring politicians to vote with them and stay in line with him. There's a little bit of investigation over that, because apparently he was really bullying. So you can be investigated for bullying in this day and age, which is, you know, considering who they're doing to is fine. And now this whole thing with the test. So he's got 4 different investigations going on of his administration. They're taking aides and they're putting them in rooms and they're talking to them. And I couldn't even imagine working in that environment. I'm like, why don't we just hang the guy and get it over with? You know, let's just start building the gallows. Let's just do it. Let's just go to Albany and build the gallows outside the state house, and hang the fucker. Let's watch him do the rope dance. Yeah, that's what I want now. I want to see Cuomo hung. I want to see him hung. I want to see him do the rope dance. Do the rope dance. Yeah. That's where I'm at. Let's just hang the fucker. Get it over with. You know. People have been hung for far less. We know this. I'm into the rope thing lately. Yeah. Saves bullets. Dang. Bullets cost money. So yeah. There's that. And there's the Biden press conference. Which, you know, as you would expect, was pretty much, you know, because softball questions. The media is gonna pet this guy. They're gonna make sure that everything's okay, and they're gonna put a public image of Joe Biden being strong and being in control of the situation. Whether the border, which is again turned into a total mess, that apparently he had nothing to do with, as far as he's concerned. I didn't tell all those people to come here. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You did. 100%. You did. You piece of shit. So there's that. And I'm wondering, again, now it's going to be like every week. I'm going to say the same thing. How long before they go 25th Amendment on this guy and remove him for lack of faculty? And we have the first what they will refer to as the black woman president. She's not really black. She's West Indian, which is actually slight. It's not black. It's not Afro-American, which makes sense because of what she did to the male Afro-American community while she was district attorney in California, which was basically lock everyone up. They're going to commit a crime eventually. Lock them up. Lock them up. So yeah, but they'll present her. The narrative has been she's black. She's the first black woman president. You know, too bad she's not lesbian and Jewish. We could gain some points on that one. You know, big points. So, it's Passover, by the way. I think it's Passover tonight. Sundown is Passover. I haven't been to a Seder in years. So, you know, again, most of you who either listen to me or know me personally, who still manage to listen to me, know that my father's family is Jewish. So I imagine they're Sedering somewhere. I imagine they're waiting for the angel of death to pass over the house. You know, the lamb's blood, so it's hard to find. And if I hear one more time why matzah is flatbread, I'm going to fucking kill someone. Anyway, now that we've got that squared away. Notice I didn't say happy Passover because I don't really give a fuck, right? What was I saying? It was like, you know how they go next year in Jerusalem to this year's next year in the same room. That's fucking funny. Wasted. Pearls before swine, I tell you. Anyway, yeah, my Red Bull's kicking in. Hang on. Didn't eat out or have any fast food this week, which is good, which is why I was able to afford everything else. That's funny. So I think I'm only doing an hour tonight. I want to get back to some music next week. Bottom line is I'm hoping to feel better. And I mean, honestly, and I'm saying this after almost an hour, so I gave you an hour. If I hadn't taken off like a couple of few weeks ago, I probably would have taken off tonight. But I don't, you know, you can't, you got to come out and you got to do it. I mean, you know, it's got to be new content. For whatever strange reason, I'm part of people's lives, you know. They have they download and they listen on Monday when they're on the treadmill or whatever the fuck it is. I'm part of people's routines. And if I'm not there, I'm fucking with people's routines. And I don't want to do that. I still do the show for myself, but I now acknowledge that there are other people out there listening, apparently. Yes. You got to give them new content. Got to be new content every week. I know. And I know from personal experience. I mean, it's not like if I'm checking, you know, if I'm into something, whatever it may be, I'm burping a little bit, whatever it may be. And I go and it's there and it's there and there's fresh content on the website for like long. And then all of a sudden, one time there isn't fresh content on the website. That's enough to make me not go back the next week, believe it or not. Because I filled that spot. It's not like I stand there doing nothing because that programming wasn't there. Do you know what I mean? I fill that gap with something else. And maybe I like that something else. And maybe I'm going back to that something else next week. That's the way it works. You know, listenership has always been very fickle. I know it from both sides of the microphone. Both sides. So I think it's important for there to be fresh content every week. Unless there's real good reason. And falling down on my face and feeling dizzy, even when I'm sitting in the chair, not good enough. No. Red Bull did not help, by the way, just so you know. In case you were wondering, it did not help the situation at all. And it is not now. So hang on. Best diet I was ever on was cocaine. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I need to go back on the cocaine diet. Yeah, you hungry? No. Problem is I'd start smoking again, and that would be bad. Right? That would be worse than the cocaine. I'd go to the doctor. The doctor would say, yeah, the smoking's worse than the cocaine. Just quit smoking. You can keep doing the cocaine. It's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Didn't they legalize? Maybe I got to go to fucking, where is it? Portland? Is it Oregon? Washington? I think it's interesting. I have friends in Washington State, in and near Seattle, and I didn't get a chance to talk to them because I'm curious about that light show that they had with the stuff falling back from outer space. I guess one of the rockets, that big rocket that failed, the first stage never made it out into orbit to be space junk. You'd be surprised how much junk there is orbiting this planet. You'd be surprised. But it all kind of came back and it broke up as it was coming back and it created into the atmosphere. It created a nice light show to see, which is actually pretty cool. So I have to inquire as to whether I know somebody who saw that firsthand. I've seen it on video, but it's not quite the same as seeing it firsthand, I guess, or anything for that matter, firsthand. And this would definitely cut through whatever light pollution. That's the one thing I'm looking forward to when I get to Texas and being out in rural-ish area is no light pollution. I know I've said this before. I'll say it again. I want to be able to take pictures, astro pictures of the solar system. And when I have the camera more than good enough to be able to do that, I just need to get a really long telephoto lens. I could get a manual one for like $100 that doesn't do autofocus. And I could do shit. I've seen nice pictures of the moon on a lens I already own. But I would need to get a tripod, which I don't have, believe it or not. And a better telephoto lens, something manual, and then you lock it in, and then you don't use the viewer. You use the digital output in the back, you know, the little picture output in the back, so you don't touch anything. And then you get a remote, like Bluetooth, to be able to hit the exposure. So, you know, click, and then it's like a longer exposure. So, anyway, I'm looking forward into getting into stuff like that because I was never able to because of all the friggin' light pollution in most places. That's one thing I always loved about being a Boy Scout and going up to Scout Camp every year. There was no friggin' light pollution. You could look up into the sky, and it was awe-inspiring. Now, that, you know, speaking of awe-inspiring, let me do my plugs. Head over to lfmidwood.com, and you'll see 11LRNI. That'll take you over to John Lightning's site. You can get John Lightning archives. You can get Dave the Boogeyman archives. You can get Big Steve Colin Memorial archives, and I think my archives are there as well. Head all the way over to the right, our good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. I believe he's still running the show. Yeah. Even if he isn't, I don't care. He's a good guy. So he's one of the good guys. I could say that. I don't know. I don't know too many good guys. So I was having this conversation with the producer. How many like good guys, do you know? I mean, they're not soiled in any way, shape, or form. That, you know, you've seen them walk through scandal and it's totally be, you know, almost like Jesus-like. Not that I'm comparing them directly to Jesus, but you get my idea. There aren't too many of them. And Brad, I think Brad's one of those guys, dare I say. Anyway, that being said, I'll be back next week, hopefully feeling better. Hopefully having done some editing, getting near the computer and do some editing. Hey, I didn't even check this week. Am I in stereo or am I in mono? Oh, I think I'm in stereo. Let me see. If I go over here, no spillover. And then if I go over here, yep. Okay, I was in stereo this week. I forgot to check. I have to check that codec because for some reason it's manually switching over. No idea what that's all about. Let me make sure this is good. Make sure this is good. That's loaded. So, yeah, like I said, I'll be back next week, hopefully feeling better. Hopefully in stereo and hopefully with a little bit of tunage because I can get a little bit more mileage. See, I'm more likely, it's really, you get value added because I'm more likely to do a 90-minute show with 15 minutes of music, which is $1.15, as opposed to just doing a talk show, which is only about an hour. Do you know what I mean? So it works out a little bit. You're saying there's music and he's talking less, but he's not because he actually goes an extra 15 minutes just to round it to 90 minutes. And if I were feeling really spry, I would go closer to 2 hours. But I don't know. I feel old. I'm not sure I'll ever get back to those days. I may. I might not. Who knows? I just have to feel better. Remember, these next couple of months, I'm going to be really busy and physically exerting myself in manners that I haven't done in quite some time. So you have to really give me some slack the next couple of months. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get back up and running in Texas. But I'm trying to formulate a plan where I can hit the ground running and then and improve the situation as time goes along. So we'll have to see how that works out. But anyway, thanks for listening. As always, I appreciate your imbibing. And I'll be back next week. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.